It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And on Skype today, we have Mr. Nathan Freeman of Lotus 911, as well as Mr. Chris Blatnick from InterfaceMatters.com. Nathan, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Mr. Blatnick, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Glad to be here.
Julian, welcome.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm glad to be here as well.
So, we're having this podcast today because Nathan and Chris have a session at Lotusphere. Nathan, can you tell us when the session is, where it is, what time it is, what the dress attire is, etc.?
Not right in front of me. It's session BP101. We're doing it twice, actually. It's on Tuesday in the afternoon, I believe it's 4:15 to 5:15, and then again on Wednesday from 3 to 4. I would encourage everyone to show up for the Tuesday session because, one, there's going to be so much stuff you're going to need to come to both, and two, if you come to the Tuesday session, you're going to get a special treat, which I won't reveal here, but you're going to want when we get to Lotusphere.
Ooh. All right. Well, That sounds like... I think I may know what it is, but I won't give the secret away. So,
well, save the client, save the world.
Save the client, save the world, yeah. So, Mr. Freeman, what's the general focus of your session?
We're focusing on how to maximize your user experience with your domino-based system. How to be a hero beyond stuff like colors, fonts, and layouts. How to use methodology to really go through a real-world design and really increase and impact the usability of your application and to maximize your user experience.
All right. That sounds interesting because, you know, it just seems like lately that we're seemingly seeing a lot of interest in Notes Domino user interface design for applications. Was that a fair assessment?
Yeah, Bruce, I think that's absolutely true. What I'm seeing a lot in my place of work and also in talking with other developers is you got this fact of 5 or 10 years ago when users were working with computers, for the most part, and it's not all, but for the most part, I think these people would be at work on their computer, they'd be using the apps that we gave them, and that was it. Turned it off at the end of the day, they went home, and they didn't have to think or worry about a computer ever again after that. And then this thing called the internet came along, and people started using their PCs at home, and they started getting interested in interacting with the computer more than just on work time. And then in the last couple of years, of course, we've got this whole concept of Web 2.0 and this explosion. And a lot of it may definitely be hype. Certainly there is a lot of hype involved. But what you've got in general, when you look at the really good, quote-unquote, Web 2.0 sites, and you're looking at things like Google Maps and all the different mashups that people are coming up with, the overriding factor in all of those and the reason people like them is the user experience. Not only does it look nice and it functions very well, but the whole overall experience of the application, of the website, is just really engaging. It draws people in. And they're getting really excited about that. Users are getting a lot more experienced with the PC and what it can do and what these applications have to offer, and then coming into the workplace and say, well, why can't my apps do that? I have this great drag-and-drop functionality that lets me process documents. Why can't I do that in Lotus Notes or whatever the application may be? So it's this personal and pervasive experience and the maturity of users that really is drawing a lot of focus on interface, both from users and from designers.
Well, really, as far as that goes, why is it that we just don't see very many good user interfaces in Lotus Notes? Why? What's holding us back?
Well, I think one of the good things is that, you know, the work some of people in our community are doing, we're starting to see good interfaces. But in the past, I think it's pretty fair to say, and again, this is maybe a generalization, but most Notes developers that I've worked with over the years don't come necessarily from a traditional programming background, a computer science background. I have lots of coworkers who are English major or perhaps they majored in psychology, or they were a school teacher, something like that. And through some factor of luck, they came into notes development. So they came in from the ground floor, and exactly what I did. And one of the first things you start doing then when you're self-taught is you start to look at other examples that are out there. And first thing, maybe you take apart the templates, and you start examining the templates and how they're constructed. And, okay, well, this is how IBM puts things together, so this must be the way I should do it. And typically, I think you go to any company and you look across the range of applications that they have, and they've all been done by different people, but the interfaces in general look the same. You know, there's a left-hand navigation panel, and then the view is on the right-hand side, and you have action buttons, and okay, great. Whether or not that makes any sense at all to the user experience, that's how people develop, just because that's what they're used to. So the difficulty is there's not been a good model to put forward as an example of, hey, this is what an interface can really look like in Lotus Notes if you do the proper work behind it. And one of the things in our session, of course, will be what's the methodology that you need to use to get up to speed to get to building those nice interfaces, and then what are the specific techniques that you can use to go along with that.
The way I like to put it, in the early days of Notes, people used to complain about how much pervasive development was being done on it. And people would go, oh, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, now it's when all you have is notes, everything looks like mail.
Well, as far as, since you two are interface guys, as far as building an application and maybe making something that doesn't look like, you know, just another mail database or just another template or something like that, what's the best way to approach it? How do you two tend to look at that and consider new designs?
Simplicity. That's the only thing that really counts, is to make it as simple as possible and get out of the way.
Absolutely. One of the things I do, and we'll probably don't want to delve too much into the stuff that we're going to give away at the session, but I always start with a blank slate every time. Yes, there's a lot of back-end stuff that I have in templates like most good developers do, and procedures and script libraries and things we use. But from an interface standpoint, I always start with a blank slate because the interface really should be focused on getting the user in, getting the user out, let them do their job without having the interface interfere with anything. So from that standpoint, you can't go in with a preconceived notion of, all right, I know they want some forms and some views, and so I'm going to design it like every other application that I have in my environment. Every single UI, depending on the application, may be unique and have unique constructs and unique requirements that you have to address. So you need to make sure you figure all that stuff up front in the process.
You know, you guys have been blogging about a lot of UI stuff lately on your blogs, on Chris and Nathan's blogs. What's been the response, you know, from, you know, people about these various topics that you've covered? We'll start with Chris.
It's been pretty phenomenal, actually. And I actually have to thank you, Bruce, because I think you were the very first person that sent a link out to my blog. So that was that really got the ball rolling there. But
simplicity.
It's been really great to have all of these people coming up to us, sending emails, responding on the blog, and in fact, I did several sessions on interface design for the Vue conferences in Vegas and Vienna back in November and December, and the response has been pretty phenomenal because people have been wanting to do this stuff for a long time. They know that Notes is kind of lacking in the sexiness factor in terms of the interface, and they didn't really know where to go. They could cite examples from the web and from other applications of great interfaces, weren't really sure how to bring those kind of ideas to the Notes client. So the stuff that Nathan and I have been trying to do is say, look, you've got to take a step back and look at this in a whole new light. Use common objects that you're used to in unique ways and play around with it, and you may come up with something that's pretty stellar.
Mm-hmm. Nathan?
Yeah.
Your turn.
Oh, my answer.
Your turn to answer.
Oh, the response has been phenomenal, just like Chris said. I mean, we're seeing people really get reinvigorated about the platform. I've heard comments like, you know, I really felt like I'd been in a rut in terms of design within the Notes realm. I didn't know where to go. Like I said, everything looks like mail. You know, everybody was doing three-pane interfaces. We've had people actually like break down the mail interface, the mail template, and strip out all the things that actually have to do with mail, and then use that as a shell for everything they build. Well, that's not a good way to go. Not everything you do in Notes is mail. In fact, very little of it is. And trying to spur these new ideas and get people to think more in terms of the kind of portal-style interfaces that we see elsewhere, and doing that kind of thing in Notes, has the response has just been tremendous. I mean, people get all excited about it. I get emails constantly, how the hell did you do this? So there's some great comments that show up on the blogs, and obviously now that IBM has asked us to do the session, even they're getting excited. I like to think that part of the stuff that I've been posting about UI and the interactions I've had with IBM got me on the design program. I got Lotus 911 on the design partner program with IBM for Notes 8. So hopefully that has something to do with it. That seems like a pretty good response, too.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to be at Lotus Fear, like we said earlier. You're giving a session. You know, what kind of stuff will people who attend your session see? You know, this is all about UI, right? So what are we going to learn?
Well, the name of the session is Designing the User Experience, Why Your Interface Matters. And really, what we're gonna talk about, not just interface. Interface is one aspect, really, but what we're truly talking about is the user experience, the overall end-to-end process. When a user gets engaged with your application, what is it that they're going to be doing? They may have you may have a really slick-looking interface, and if the functionality is poor, if it's really hard for the user to do their work, then the user experience is bad, even though the interface may look nice from a graphical standpoint. So what we're going to do in this particular session is we'll start off with some methodology. We'll talk about what I call interface-first design, where you really begin the application development process with a focus solely on the user experience and build the application from there. So you're going to forget all your scripting and all the cool technical stuff, but really focus on the interface and the user experience at the beginning. And then I'll talk a bit about things such as prototyping, low-fidelity prototyping, high-fidelity prototyping, what are those, and some examples of each. And then what we'll really do is get into, I think, the meat of the session, which will be specific techniques and demos, and I'll let Nathan tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, I've been working for really a couple of months now on putting together some serious demoable elements here. I'm about halfway finished, and I'm looking at about 50 slides so far of specific techniques to use, code examples, big blown-up shots of properties boxes. Here's how to put this here. Here's how to set the hide when to behave this way. Here's the most important app formula you're ever going to use. Stuff like that, everything that we can break down to give really concrete examples. And my personal goal is to, by the end of the session, have people leave, skip the next session, and go fire up their laptops and get to work. But we'll see if we can get that far. And then we're also going to cover some more esoteric ideas a little bit, I think, getting around the user experience. When we talk about user experience in terms of the actual software, we're very limited in thinking about what the user's doing. We think about their interaction with the software, but the overall user experience also has to do with their interaction with the organization surrounding the software. So how you use your system to handle support, to handle ongoing communication, to allow the users to communicate with each other, to handle release cycles. I want to really get into the ideas of using some of these social networking technologies. Nobody should be doing documentation for an in-house application on anything but a wiki now. If your users are ready to write stuff about how to use the application better, you should let them. And we're going to focus on that within the session as well towards the end and cover some good ideas there.
I think what you're going to see is an overwhelming amount of material, and it'll go by really fast. So definitely strap in, because it's going to be pretty amazing, some of the stuff that we've come up with, I think.
Wow. Well, Nathan, you just mentioned release cycles, and before you were talking about, you know, methodological theory, and you know, what does that have to do with interface?
Well, like I just said, the user experience goes beyond just what they do with the software at the time you give it to them. The user experience also involves, when you start with the requirements definition and you sit down with the user to find out what they want, that's part of their experience. When you go through actually doing prototypes and introducing them to them, that's part of their experience with your system, with your application. When you get it out there and you get it to them and they start using it and then they spot things that are wrong, they encounter bugs, they have to make support calls. These are all aspects of their experience that we kind of tend to discount in terms of the interface design, but they really should be part of it. You should be building feedback mechanisms and feedback loops into any application that you're putting out there for your users, and you should be prepared to respond to them in kind. So I have some very esoteric theories based on product development that we'll probably get into a little bit during the session, hopefully a lot of stuff afterwards in the Q&A, because people will think I'm crazy. It's like intentional bugs and stuff.
People are going
to think Bruce, I'll probably want you to edit this part out. But
yeah. No way. A couple more things, and then I got to eat dinner, but what about the future? You know, we're going to be going to Lotusphere. We're going to see Notes 8, hopefully, right? What are some things?
Oh, you'll see it.
What are some things in Notes 8 that are going to, you know, help drive, you know, the future of UI design for Notes and Domino applications?
Well, the biggest thing that you're going to see, and this is going to be all over the place at Lotusphere, is this new Eclipse idea of the composite application. And it's this stuff that they're doing now where you can build Eclipse plugins, and there's a very easy tool for you to surface notes applications within your Eclipse interface. So you get much more freedom in terms of how you design within Eclipse. I mean, that's an entire windowing system. It's like you're working with an entire OS API at that point. And you can build any old crazy thing you want in Java. And then it's very, very easy to tell that to then plug into these back-end note services to surface a form or a view or whatever, what you've already got on the back end. They have some demo apps that ship with it. We've already seen some of those on the screenshots on various public blogs and stuff. You see them over on the sidebar. But the opportunity that it's going to open for ISVs and for in-house developers is pretty tremendous. So the only question is, will we see good pickup of the Eclipse-wrapped version of Notes that will enable people to actually build these composite apps and get out there and deploy them?
All right. Just wrapping things up here. You know, it's been great talking to you guys. I'm sure your session is going to kick ass, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of great feedback. Just one thing we mentioned earlier that is really – really spot on as far as UI stuff goes, is that giving you a presentation and address, Nathan. Is that something we're going to see?
That was only funny when it was a surprise, Bruce. Besides, well, I have...
I don't know. You can make the case that it would still be funny.
Yeah. Nathan, it's the Julian and Bruce show, all right? No, I'm only kidding.
Believe me, I have other stuff that it'll be more important to wear, and you'll get the joke when we get there.
All right. Chris, are you wearing anything exciting for the presentation?
I probably will not be wearing something as exciting as a dress or a kilt. So
a bikini?
But I did want to mention also that before we go here that we also have a Birds of a Feather session, and I believe that's on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., so it's actually before our sessions. But we have a Birds of Feather 202 Designers Unite Developing Innovative Interfaces in IBM Lotus Notes. And basically we're hoping that anyone that's interested in this stuff will come out. Nathan and I will be your hosts for that, but we're certainly interested in hearing what other people are doing in the community and looking to see how we can help others really build these exciting dynamic interfaces that are really going to make people more productive. So hope to see you for those too.
All right. Well, I plan on attending.
If anybody in the audience happens to be thinking about Lotusphere 2008, I thought it would be fun to submit an abstract called Domino Idol, where we can have people come up and give 3-minute demos of their own applications, and then Chris and I, and we have to find one other person that could be sitting on a panel to evaluate them, and you know, we can decide whether or not they're great or they suck, and we boo them out of the auditorium.
Kind of like American Idol.
So you need a girl. And Nathan, are you going to be Simon?
well, I got my urban slang down. You know, check it.
So I could do Randy any day of the week. But I figure we could get Wild Bill to be Paula, since he wears a skirt, and from what I hear, he's always drunk, so he should fit the role perfectly.
All right. Guys, Interface Matters. You can see Chris Blatnick and Nathan Freeman at their session at Lotusphere 2007. Nathan, thanks a lot for sharing a preview of your session with us. Same for you, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Julian.
Yes?
Another one in the can.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Take care, guys.
Thanks, gentlemen. You too.